Leviticus, the 6th chapter, the Bible said, "And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings." And then the 13th verse says, "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar." Amen. Everybody say, ever burning. "It shall never go out." This is the commandment of the Lord. There's supposed to be fire upon the altar all the time. He said, "I never want it to go out." Amen. If I can preach for just a little while, amen, what God has dealt with me about, and it's from this title, Waking Up Cold. Amen. Waking Up Cold. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. Amen. I need some prayer warriors in this house to help me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Let's cry out to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Lift up your voice, church. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. God, we need you to help us. We need you to strengthen us today in this place. Hallelujah, God. I pray that there would be a great moving of the Spirit, God, that your word would mold us and shape us. God, that you would rebuke every distraction that would try to take away from what you're doing in this house, God. We take dominion today, God. Let there be power and anointing, strength in this house, God. Come on, why don't everybody put your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody shout, the devil's a liar. Amen, you can be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to preach. Amen, everybody say, waking up cold. When I was a young man, young boy, young teenager, many times I would go to my grandmother's, grandfather's house in northern Arkansas, Mountain View, Arkansas, up in the hills. And amen, they never had a thermostat, and so they probably wouldn't have known what a thermostat was for. Amen, but they always had what was called an old wood stove. They would cook on it, and then they would use it to heat the house. And I can remember on cold nights, it seemed like they would put fire in there and put wood in there until I believe it got up to maybe 90 degrees in the house. And if you have ever, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. They would get it so hot at night that you would literally be sweating, and you didn't want to run around and do cartwheels because it was like a summer day inside of that house. And so when you were going to bed and it was that hot, maybe the last thing on your mind would have been to put some more wood on the stove. And maybe for sure the last thing on your mind would make sure you had some big blankets to put on top of you to go to sleep with, or to put on your thickest pajamas that you had. None of this stuff would cross your mind when the stove was so red you could see it glowing. Amen. You thought, my Lord, I'm about to burn up. But something would happen as you went to sleep, and you closed your eyes for a little while. When you woke up, it was a totally different atmosphere. When you woke up, cold. Amen. If you've ever never woke up cold, you never appreciate, amen, what a thermostat could do for you. Amen. When you woke up, the room was cold. You were cold. The stove was cold. The ashes were cold. And you're talking about miserable as trying to start a fire when you're cold. Amen. There's nothing worse than going to bed hot and waking up Everybody say cold. Amen. Once you've done that a couple times, you begin to change your priorities and you begin to think before you go to sleep. Let me make sure that there's no more room for a little more wood in the stove. Amen. You begin to make preparations because you understand life can change in a moment. Amen. But when you're sitting there burning up, it's just not in your mind that things can change so fast. Amen. But I can remember after waking up cold, I thought, tonight when I go to sleep, I'm going to go check that stove and see if there's room for one more little twig that may make it stay a little bit warmer for just a little bit longer. Amen. Because I do not like waking up cold. Amen. But let me tell you something that's worse than just waking up cold is when you walk into a church and you are cold and you need something in your life to turn around, and you walk in expecting that there would be a Holy Ghost fire, and somehow the room that used to be on fire, the room that used to be a place where you could get what you needed from God, has turned into a dead, dry, cold, boring church house. Come on, I hope somebody's going to help me preach a little while. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I feel like preaching to the church about making sure the fire never goes out. I said making sure the fire never goes out. Hallelujah. My grandmother didn't care. She was conservative. And all she cared about was it being warm enough, long enough till you could get in bed and then you were on your own. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. She was special. But then again, we had to go outside and put this long cylinder thing down into a PVC pipe and flip the handle and pull up water and bring it to the toilet. And so when you're raised in that kind of, you're just a little more conservative. So she was worried about us staying warm until it was time to go to sleep. Then she wasn't worried about it no longer. And that's fine if you're just going to sleep and waking up cold. But when your spirit goes cold, amen, that's a whole different situation. Amen, you can put another coat on in this world and you can warm up. But when your spirit grows cold, it's hard to get the fire started again. Come on, I'm going to preach to somebody. It's a whole lot better to just make sure the fire keeps going. I pray to God somebody's going to help me in this house. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What is terrible is to walk into a church that should be on fire, and when you get there, the church is cold now. Amen. How does it happen from going from being on fire to being a place where people just sit around and look at one another and nobody's changed and nobody's delivered and nobody receives the Holy Ghost? I can tell you what happened. Somebody went to sleep and they didn't make sure there was enough wood in the stove. Come on, I'm going to challenge everybody in this room today. Amen, it ain't my job to keep the fire going. It ain't your neighbor's job to keep the fire going. It's everybody in this room's job to keep the... Well, I'm going to shake my own tambourine today. Amen. Somebody If the church grows cold, it's because somebody quit paying attention. Somebody quit caring about what was happening in the house of God. Somebody, instead of getting under the load, started getting out from under the load. Let me tell you what a terrible attitude is. Well, somebody else will do it. Oh, it got quiet all of a sudden. Somebody else will show up on Sunday morning. I'll wait till Sunday night to go. Somebody else will pray. I'll wait until I feel like it. It's getting kind of quiet. Let me hear. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only way a Holy Ghost church can go from being on fire to being a cold and indifferent place is if people quit caring. I hope I can get somebody's attention in this house today. Amen. It's not everybody else going to carry the load. You need to get the attitude. If nobody else prays, I'm going to be praying. When it's worship time, if nobody else claps the... Bless God, I'm going to start clapping my hands. Devil, you're a liar. Amen. If nobody else worships, I'm going to start worshiping. If nobody else gives, bless God, I'll be a giver. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together right now. Amen. I come to rebuke that spirit and that attitude of letting somebody else carry the load. I'll just come in and I'll get a little drink. Amen. Once they've got the well dug out, I'll come in and I'll get a touch after they got the fire going. No, you need to get the attitude. God needs my help to make sure the fire's burning. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. There's no welfare in the kingdom of God. I believe everybody ought to work. Everybody ought to participate. Everybody ought to give. Everybody ought to pray. Everybody ought to worship. Everybody ought to amen. Everybody ought to say, yes, Lord, I believe your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, change our attitude. Let us be consistent. The curse of Reuben was, you're as unstable as water. God, don't let that be me. God, don't let that be this church. Reuben, one day you're on fire, I can count on you, and the next day I don't even know who you are. God can't use that. God's looking for somebody every day that'll strap their boots on and roll up their sleeves, whether you feel like it, whether you're going through a trial or not, whether you're going through the fire or not, whether it's raining or not, amen, that God can count on. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a lie. Let me tell you what's dangerous about the attitude of, well, somebody else will do it. Is that the enemy's talking to the person next to you too. And if he can convince Ethan to not pray, well, I'll just sit because Philip's going to pray. What Ethan don't know is the devil's trying to get Philip to stop praying. And little Ethan... And he's working on Matthew. And he's working on Waylon. He's working on Wayne. And they're thinking, I'll just, surely somebody else will do it. I ain't really into it today. Amen. What if the whole church was just like you? What if the whole church was just as committed as you are? What if the whole church gave just like you gave? Praise God. Getting kind of quiet in here. I'm just preaching what the Lord laid upon my heart. Amen. I believe God has given a mandate to the church of the living God. Don't let the fire go out. There ought to be everybody praising God right now. Everybody ought to be praising God right now. Don't let the fire go out. Well, I'll just wait here because I know there's somebody that's going to come in and they're going to start praying. And they're going to start praying real loud. And amen, the Holy Ghost is going to start moving. And when it really starts moving, then I'm going to press my way in. Shame on you. You're a welfare recipient. You ought to walk through the door with the attitude, hey, I'm going to help this church. I'm going to help the fire today. I'm going to get a log and I'm going to put it on the fire. Amen. I'm going to do my best, amen, to push this thing along one more day. Hey, we all got to get under it. Come on, everybody, lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's your prayers and it's your attendance and your giving, your dedication, your witnessing. It's important because it keeps the fire burning. Don't say it don't matter if I show up or not. Somebody else will be there. What if everybody thought like you did? I said, what if everybody thought just like you did? Well, it's Sunday morning and it's raining and my left ankle's hurting. I think I'll just sit at home in the Lazy Boy, watch it on YouTube, and I'll show up Sunday night. I'm just going to preach a little while. Hallelujah. You got to understand the devil is out of lies. He's only got a few stories to tell. And he just tells the same ones over and over and over again. And one of his biggest ones is somebody else will do it. Somebody else will vacuum the floors. Somebody else will mow the grass. Somebody else will pray. Come on, I'm not trying to beat people up. I'm trying to lift people up. I'm trying to let you know how important you are in the kingdom of God. It's not the same when you're not here. It's not the same when you sit there near prayer meeting like you're disconnected. Amen. You need to learn how to get along and put it on the fire. Hallelujah. 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 It's amazing when there's a good gossip going on how quickly people will put a log on the fire. Three come ons. One amen. I said it's amazing how quick people have put a log on the fire of a gossip or drama or a fight or stupidity, but how slow they are to put a log of prayer on the fire of the altar of God. Come on. Come on. Katatayadabasa. We need to get on the right log pile. You need to learn how to start doing the right thing. Hey, I'm here to help. I'm not here to hurt. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm under a burden today. God help this church. Amen. There's too many churches that start out on fire and somehow they go to sleep. Amen. They change purposes or something. I don't know what they do. Amen. They get a little money in the bank, and then they become the food bank in the social justice church. And I ain't got a problem with people doing stuff, but that's not the purpose of the church of the living God. Somehow, churches that begin on fire, it's like they, when the fire gets so hot, they just begin to back up. Like they're living on the coals of yesterday. Tell you what happens is, when they go to sleep and they quit doing what they're supposed to do, they're going to wake up and they're going to be cold. Then you wake up and look around and our young people don't know how to pray. They wouldn't know a move of God if it slapped them in the face. What has happened? It grew cold. Come on, church, it ain't all about you. Amen, there's another generation coming after you. You need to put a log on the fire to make sure they know what a fire is. Oh, is somebody help me? Just say no to dead church. Say no to cold, indifferent church where nobody's moved. And people just sit there thinking about the crock pot. What's going to happen after church? Amen. What happens after church should not be the best part of your day. The best part of your day ought to be walking into the presence of a red hot church service. Amen. I get it. Amen. Church is not fun when there ain't no fire. I get it when people, amen, would rather stay home when church is just dead and they know nothing's going to happen anyway. Amen. But at some point, you got to get under the burden that it's my job. I'm glad the young people are standing up. I'm glad the young couples are standing up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've preached at several churches. I've traveled. Amen. I walked in places that should have been something powerful. Amen. And I go into prayer meeting before church, and there'd be me and one elder lady praying. I thought, how could me and one elderly lady get the fire going in this place? I'm going to get mine anyway. Whether you get anything or not, I'm going to get mine. But I thought, I don't want it just be me get it. I want this whole church on fire. I want everybody in this building to experience the old time Holy Ghost power. Come on, let's make a commitment right now. Come on, let's make a commitment right now. I'm going to make sure this fire don't go out. Come on, there's some people you need to have your hands in the air. Come on, it's time to get off riding people's coattails. Come on, it's time to get off the welfare program. Come on. Come on, let's pray a minute right now. Hallelujah. Too many new converts start out on fire. then they become lethargic, fall asleep, until you're going to wake up cold and indifferent. You got to keep the altar burning. Too many people go through trials and they get bitter and they wake up cold. You got to learn whatever state I'm in, therewith I'm going to be content. I've got one job. Can I read the mandate to you? God said, I don't want the fire to ever go out. Don't you know the priests had other jobs and other responsibilities? Don't you know there were other pieces of furniture in that room and behind those curtains and different things they needed to do and cook and people they needed to meet and ceremonies they needed to go through? Amen. But the Bible said, whatever you do, make sure the fire don't go out on the altar. Do you think God's going to let us? Come on, church. In 2024, do you think because I got to work, God's going to allow you to say, I didn't have time to put no fire on the altar? Come on. We can make enough excuses. I got to work so much. I got to get home. I got to cook. I got to clean. God knows all that. Like we're the only ones throughout all eternity that ever had any responsibilities. You think it's hard to cook in 2024? Think about how hard it would have been to cook in the Bible days, when you had to grind your own meal, milk your own cow. Hey, if you think, woe is me, I'm so busy, it's going to work with the God of heaven that said, whatever you do, make sure the fire don't go out. What? Let me tell you, if the fire goes out on the altar, what good is the labor of water? If the fire goes out on the altar and there's no repentance, what good is the Holy of Holies? What are you going to sprinkle? Pixie dust? It come from the altar. What good is your dry incense going to be if there's no red hot coals to put it on to make the smoke come up? Are you going to get a fog machine and pretend to have church? Boy, I feel like preaching right now. Hey, man, it's time for the church of the living God to get under the load. Hallelujah. What good is your second job going to do you if the fire on the altar goes out? What good is your remodel at home going to do you if the fire on the altar goes out and you wake up cold? Boy, I feel Jesus in this place. It was like it was a priority. Priest, every morning I want you to put enough wood on there that it will not go out. I'm not trying to tell people you got to stand at the altar all day long every day. It was never. I believe you can pray enough and get enough of a breakthrough that when you come back tomorrow, you won't wake up cold. I believe you can get enough Holy Ghost breakthrough today that when you wake up tomorrow,
You wake up feeling the power of God. And if you don't, well, I feel Jesus in this place. How much do I need to pray? Well, how much wood do you need on a fire? You need enough that it don't go out. If you walk in the door and you feel disconnected, getting kind of quiet all of a sudden. If you walk through the door and you feel like you don't belong here, if you walk through the door and you don't know if God loves you or not, the fire went out, honey. You should have prayed a little more. You should have sought God a little more. You should have put a little more wood on the fire. Come on, somebody help me pray right now. Come on, join up with somebody right now. Hallelujah. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of Sunday mornings being people trying to start a fire. Come on. We're about to change philosophies. Kubasa. Come on, hold on for one moment to what you're feeling. Hallelujah. 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 Hadabasata. Come on, somebody, you need to pray right now until there's an ignition, till combustion begins to happen. You need to pray until you stir up the gift that is in you. Come on, you got a Holy Ghost mandate to keep it going. Come on, everybody, lift your hands to the Lord together right now. Hallelujah. 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 Hadabosa. Sarabasa. Come on. Come on, I feel the fire about to engulf this whole room right now. Come on, I got a lot I could preach, but I feel a fire. I feel the fire of an old prayer warrior that God said, I want to rekindle it. The fire of an old worshiper that God said, I want to rekindle it. Kabababa. Kadabasa. Yelabosia. Yelada. Come on, in Jesus' name. All across this house. Come on, you need to make a commitment. I woke up cold for the last time. I walked in the door cold for the last time. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, don't give God a moment of silence. Come on, God ain't looking for a moment of silence. He's looking for prayer. He said, shout unto me with a voice of triumph. He said, if you don't cry out, the rocks will. Come on. Kusarama. Shanda da 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 da. Come on, I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. Come on. Come on, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. And suddenly, suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire. Sharamosa Shanda da 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 Sharamosa Yo no 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 Tino no no. Come on. Come on. Come on, let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow over you. If you'll let that wind blow, let it fan the flames. Leonda! Yadadada! Let it, let it, let it, let it. No more cold services.